Next, we have the backstory of Sriracha. The fiery chili sauce concocted by David Tran has conquered the American market, we're told. Tran came to the United States as a refugee from Vietnam, but the original Sriracha is actually Thai, not Vietnamese. Michael Sullivan reports from the Thai city of Sriracha, where residents are just now hearing about the American brand.
When David Tran was still a baby in Vietnam, 71-year-old Sawani Trikenyanakun's grandmother was already cooking up huge pots of sriracha sauce in her kitchen.
When I was 9, my job was to mix all the ingredients together. I didn't pay much attention. I regret that now because I could have learned a lot.
Her grandmother is widely credited with being the first to make and sell the sauce, but Sadawit says it's really her great-grandfather who made it first, before others in the family started selling it around town. They never patented the name, which has led to dozens of sriracha brands being sold in Thailand and abroad, including David Tran's Rooster brand, which I've brought for someone to sample.
Wait, you're making a face. You don't like that one.
Oh.
She needs a little water before she can continue. She says a proper sriracha sauce needs to be klom klom, the hot, the sour, the sweet, and the garlic, all blending together seamlessly, none overpowering the other. The American one, she says, just brings heat. I test her theory at a seafood restaurant a few miles away, interrupting a table of Thais eating lunch. I've got a microphone in one hand, a bottle of the Rooster brand sriracha in the other. I ask 30-year-old Tampatha Punsawat to try it. A little bit spicy, but is it good or bad or... Just okay. 29-year-old Chuik Kanja is next. He takes a spoonful and rolls it around in his mouth.
No good. No. Man ออก ขม ขม ครับ.
Too bitter, he says, grimacing. But reactions like these haven't kept importers from bringing the American brand to Thailand, and it's showing up more and more at upmarket eateries and grocery stores in Bangkok.
You know, it's not an overnight success, but that's okay.
That's Robert Booth of the Super Ting Tong Company, the Thai importer of the Rooster brand. The importer's name means super crazy in Thai, and Booth does admit to encountering some local resistance.
You occasionally run into some people who have very strong views about the Rooster brand not being the original Thai sriracha. But given the love of spicy sauces and spicy foods in Thailand, I think there's more than enough room to incorporate a new player in the market.
This is the factory outside Bangkok where the original sriracha from Samonit Trikenyanakun's family is now made. The export manager is Pawina Kingpak.
So how many bottles of sriracha sauce can you bottle per day, and how much of that is for export?
We produce for about 36,000 bottles per day, and for export and domestic, 50%.
They'd like to export more to the U.S. and tap into the American craze for all things sriracha, but admit the Rooster brand has already crushed that dream. But they're not worried the American sriracha will eat into their market share here, and hope to achieve world sriracha domination by ramping up exports to another country where they're already doing well.
China.
How big?
100,000 bottles per month, at least.
Are you the number one sriracha distributor in China?
Yes, correct.
So you've lost the American market, but you're number one in a much bigger market.
Yes, yes.
For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.